touch on it, like, accolades wise for the film. The film was nominated for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Academy Awards, 5 BAFTAs, 1 Directors Guild Award of America, 6 Golden Globes. Nino Rota won the Grammy for Best Original Score Written for a Motion Picture TV as well. So it was nominated at all the big award shows, won multiple awards. I think the Academy Awards is one of these weird ones. It was nominated for a lot. This is really weird. I didn't realise that until having a look. I think the Academy Awards for this is probably known more for the fact that Marlon Brando snubbed his Oscar.
Yeah.
But it won Best Picture, was nominated for Best Director, but Coppola didn't win. Won Best Actor, but Brando snubbed his Oscar. There's a reason for that that we will touch upon. Well, in fact, we maybe touch upon it now. I like Marlon Brando as an actor, but I can understand why people found him exceedingly hard to work with.
Yep.
And I think it's all revolves around this film in terms of he was fading as an actor in the sort of popularity stakes, because he was one of the best actors of all time in the 50s, sort of probably in the 50s, early 60s. And I think he was a banker for a lot of these studios. Yep. And I think over the course of the sort of mid to late 60s, he had a lot of films that didn't do well. So when it came to casting this film, the studio didn't want anything to do with him. Mm-hmm. One, because he was fading. Two, because he's exceedingly difficult to work with. So they wanted certain people. But I think Coppola wanted... It was between Brando and Laurence Olivier. But Laurence Olivier rejected it, turned it down. So it obviously leaves one. And if you're the filmmaker and you've got a vision of who you see, you obviously want that. But the studio were dead set on not having him, which is a bit of a funny one, because I was looking at some of the names involved in it. Ernest Borgnine was the studio's number one choice. I can't see that personally. But then I suppose I can't see it because I can see Marlon Brando and only Marlon Brando. But maybe if I try and not visage it, you're probably more familiar with him as an actor and could maybe see it.
Well, to be honest, he could have got away with it, but whether he would have done the same sort of job, I don't know. If you'd got Laurence Olivier, I can't imagine him as an Italian head of a family.
So Laurence Olivier's agent refused the role, claiming Oliver was sick, but I think it was probably one of those films that... Because it says, however, Olivier went on to star in Sleuth later that year, so probably they didn't want to say no, but he probably had the contractual agreement.
It would have been a fascinating interpretation to have Laurence. I can't see him doing like Marlon Butthead, but
they're actors of the same stature, and I can understand why Coppola, looking at it as a filmmaker, go, right, I want the best of the best. So you had Marlon Brando, who was probably a bit more kind of rough, whereas Laurence Olivier is probably Shakespearean, done theatre,
well,
stuff
this
like
is
that.
Why I think it would have been quite interesting to actually see him do that, but
I find it really difficult to see Laurence Olivier being...
Mind you, again, he could have bought the Shakespearean elements you spoke to.
I think in terms of acting chops, they're probably neck and neck in terms of how their performances would have been different, but probably just as good.
Yeah.
And then you had people like George C. Scott, Richard Conte, Anthony Quinn, and Orson Welles were all sort of muted for the role as well. It's funny to say that, I'm not an Orson Welles fan, so I'm glad he didn't get the part. He looks kind of like Marlon Brando in a weird way. They've got that similar kind of jowl, like droop and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's another one of those actors who, in his later career, kind of faded away. But then he got into some projects which overran, and he'd got grandiose ideas.
That's
sort
the thing,
of things,
like,
you know.
Yeah.
I think filmmaking probably changed an awful lot.
Probably
from when he started out in the 40s.
But yeah, so it's just interesting. Obviously, we're just touching on the Brando thing. Like, it was known for snubbing the Oscar, and that's the main reason, is because the studio, everybody didn't back him. And I think, like, it was a bit of a fuck you to the industry. Like, I'm still good, because he came back and gave the. He probably came back and gave a performance that nobody ever thought was possible ever again, because he's essentially just done the best. But according to Academy Awards, and they're normally the metric for a lot of people, he's came out and gave the best performance of the year.
I can understand, though, about why Marlon Brando is difficult to work with, because...
But most artists that are that good are.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I lost him, though. I read that when he was... You know, when he slaps Johnny Fontaine?
Yeah.
Well, we were discussing this before the podcast. My understanding is that that wasn't in the script. He thought he'd bring this in.
I bet it's good.
Yeah, Fontaine's reaction is priceless, because that's not him acting. That is real. Which, can you imagine doing that today? You know, it comes out. I got thumped on stage by...
Well, this is one thing about the Quentin Tarantino stories. He's kind of controversial because he likes to be the rough hand with all these female actresses. You heard that story?
No, I've not heard that.
Well, we brought up in some of the Quentin Tarantino podcasts that are on the list. But yeah, that's... Yeah, I don't think... 2022, definitely not. But there is stories of other people doing similar things.
One of my favourite quotes about Marlon Brando comes from when when they remade The Island of Dr. Moreau, I think it was 1996, with Val Kilmer.
Oh, right, okay.
And apparently he's alleged to have said of Val Kilmer, his ego's attempting to cast checks that his acting can't honour, or something like that.
His acting can't cash.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, it's...
I can understand him being difficult, but I'm kind of glad he declined his Oscar, because of the way it was, like... Because obviously he felt he was still at the top of his game and could put in a great performance, and to have people doubt you...
Yeah, but I mean, after that, apart from...
Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now, and they had huge problems with him on that.
Because he gained loads of weight. He kind of became a recluse. But I think...
That's why a lot of the filming, as I understand it, has him in...
In the light and dark, yeah. Yeah. That's true. But that'll be on a different podcast, Nick. Cheers for spoiling it. I'm only joking. No, but that's very true. But I think he probably was one of these actors that lost the love, or kind of... started to question things in the film industry after this, and basically they all wanted him back in with open arms, and he was like, well, you hated me for the last 5 years. You thought I was shit. Why do you... Does it? It's kind of like one of those things, like, if you aren't going to love me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. That's a true story. And actors like this, or stars like this, do have fragile egos, and you really have to watch how, because people like him, have got the chops like him, are capable at the right time with the right opportunity, the right script, just to put in a performance like this. And yeah, I think if people in the industry could have went back, they probably and knew he was going to do a performance like this, I doubt that they would have done what they'd done to him for the years prior. But again, it's one of those things.
But again, I think it reflects how cruel people are when it comes to comments. And I mean,
he got chastised for gaining loads of weight and becoming the way he looked and stuff like that. But people get older and people change, and what people want out of life changes. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's very difficult to maintain that drive. You know, I look at some of these actors and stuff, and they're like in the gym for 3 hours a day, and you're like, at some point you might lose the love for that. But then I think what I like about it, and maybe he only got the role in Apocalypse Now because he worked with Coppola on this and Coppola liked him as an actor, and he still had chops, and I think the character is good, and I think his performance in Apocalypse Now is good as well. But yeah, no, you're right. He was definitely in the twilight of his career, but he still had a good performance in him. Like, even for the short screen time that he's on Apocalypse Now, he's still captivating. He's still engrossing. He still has it, and that's what made him a good actor.
Because if I'm remembering late, when he's in The Godfather, he's got, less than an hour on screen, hasn't he?
Yep.
Although he's got star billing.
Yep. Well, he's so I was about to say that about the Academy Awards. So he got nominated for Best Actor. Jimmy Caan, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino. Three nominations for Best Supporting Actor in the same film. None of them won, which I don't know why. All through, those three performances were all good. I think the acting across the board in this film has been great.
But you know what I find odd about that? To me, okay, I know Marlon Brando was the star and everyone else is up and coming.
Al Pacino.
But Al Pacino, to me, is the lead character.
But he was in the second film.
Yeah, but...
But yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
You know, it's just he's the driver. Everything revolves around him. And whilst it's obviously important to have Marlon Brando there, he strikes me as being more a supporting actor rather than
that's fair.
You know, the main actor on that.
But yeah, I like those three performances. I don't know what won, who won Best Supporting Actor at the time, but those three performances are great. Robert De Niro's a funny one because he doesn't have loads of screen time either, but he got nominated for Best Supporting Actor, and he is a supporting actor, but he's not in the film all that much either.
No, it's more...
Sonny's in the film a lot early on, when obviously... Mm-hmm. He dies, he gets killed. Obviously, Al Pacino is in the film a lot because he's essentially... I wouldn't call him a supporting actor. I'd call, like, it's like 1A, 1B leads, you know. You've got two leads, you've got multiple supporting. Yeah. But I think the way... The reason that this happens is I reckon Al Pacino got nominated for Best Supporting because they thought he might have won it and he'd have a better chance to win it. Because I know that that's how they sometimes work. There's another couple of things as well I read about. I thought you were going to bring that up about Marlon Brando when he was reading for the part. Well, the studio wanted him to read. He got forced to go in and do a read, like, he put cotton buds in his mouth and it gave him that distinct Don voice that everybody recognises. It's smart and clever. I don't know if that's makeup and costume that done it, or it was his decision to do it.
Did you also read as well as that they were saying that a lot of gangsters started to model themselves on the way that they spoke on that?
No. That doesn't surprise me.
And again, this is where the fact and the fiction and the mythology, which is quite a dangerous thing as well, when you're trying to understand something which is quite serious in that sense, but not understand enough to be able to differentiate between that's how it is and that's not how it is.
I can see why they would try and replicate it, but there's just some smart ones. Other Academy Awards, it puts on Francis Ford Coppola won Best Adapted Screenplay, which is probably right, being able to adapt a novel like this into a film. Probably worth it. Costume design, editing, sound, and original dramatic score. Well, the first three were nominated, didn't win. Nino Rota got revoked for some reason from that category. I don't really know why. And then the only BAFTA it won was the best film music. So I'm glad Nino Rota's score got recognition. Like, say, he won the Grammy, stuff like that. It was successful at the Golden Globes. Won Best Picture, won Best Director, one best actor. At the Golden Globes, funnily enough, I was about to say that, Brando and Pacino were both nominated for actor rather than one for one. It was only James Caan that was nominated for best supporting actor. Best screenplay, best original score. So it was accolades through the roof. Critics loved it, critically acclaimed. So I think it was probably, we'll move on to the last couple.